This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
TGIF. Except today is a Friday the 13th.
I didn't even realize that.
Really?
I didn't.
Carl's in with me today. Melissa and Sam both off. Good to have you back. It's fun to have you back in the building again.
It's always fun to be back.
Well, thank you very much for helping and filling in today, Carl, again, and joining me today. It is Friday the 13th, by the way. It's not just Friday the 13th. It's also World Radio Day, celebrating all the ways radio has improved our lives. Besides music, news, and talk, back in the 80s, it's how some of us actually got our video games. Some stations used to broadcast data at night that could record onto a cassette tape and then download onto your computer. This week, someone launched the world's first AI-only radio station where bots are the DJs and make all the music. I heard a little about this the other day, and they said, you can tell it's AI. So it must sound very techy.
You always kind of can.
Not my cup of tea, that techy thing. So, Friday the 13th today. There's a word for those people that don't like it, and it's super long. I can never say it. So, paraskevidecatriophobia. I gave it a whirl. That's the best I can do. But there you go. For those of you who have a fear of Friday the 13th, I don't have that fear. I kind of look at it as like, I don't know, maybe it's like a good day. Mm-hmm. I've had good things happen on Friday the 13th. So for me, I don't have it as a fear. Like, I think it's kind of a, I don't know, it doesn't have that same effect for me. And by the way, for all the cheese lovers out there, it's National Cheddar Day as well. Do you think Wisconsin celebrates differently than the rest of us?
I sure hope they do.
I hope they do as well. By the way, we have a couple of amazing guests that will be joining us today. Gina Carson with the Clinton County Autism Support Group, and Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets will be joining us at 9 o'clock today. In the meantime, we do need to thank our sponsors, of course, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you are not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now, and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And of course, Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, which after last night with the dogs, I'll be giving them a holler today. Big O Tires in Lebanon. What is it with dogs occasionally where they just eat something and it doesn't agree with them? And then, now I got a mess. Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers. I got tickled yesterday. I went up to get a salad from Arnie's and saw all these men coming out with little bags from hell. I'm like, those are some good men. They didn't even wait till the last day.
I was about to say, they didn't wait till today.
But Ellis Jewelers is open today and tomorrow, folks. So if you are one of those that's waited, they are here for you. Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, and Copper Electric Services, LLC. All right. We appreciate that. Real quickly, Carl has the forecast on his side.
So we've already experienced some patchy fog this morning, but it'll be otherwise sunny with a high of 51 today. And then it'll be mostly clear tonight with a low around 31. So we're going back below freezing just for the night.
But it's just 31. I mean, that's still like a heat wave.
I'm not going to complain about 31.
Yeah, I'm not either.
And then tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high near 51. And Sunday we'll have a slight chance of rain before the afternoon and a low around 37. But high of 53.
Okay, so look down a little farther. Tell me there's good news.
So by the time we get to Wednesday, it's going to be around a high of 64.
Woot, woot! Thank goodness,
and
right?
We're going to be in the 50s for the first part of the week.
Now, here's the thing, though, it always worries me because, again, I want to remind everybody that we will be having girls regional, Carroll girls regional basketball tomorrow here, and I'll give you the times and everything on that coming up. But, you know, during boys sectional, it seems like we always get another cold shot and some of that white stuff that falls from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed that we've already... Because when I came through Michigan Town this morning, I was still thinking how much snow is piled up there at the intersection by the bank, you know, where they have to pile it over that grate. So when it melts, I mean, like, there is still a huge pile there. And I was at Walmart the other day. There were still huge piles of snow. So there's still lots of snow out there. So let's get to our guest this morning. Gina Carson, again, is with the Clinton County Autism Support Group. And they have a couple of things, actually, probably a few things coming up here in the very near future. So, Gina, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Does Friday the 13th do anything for you?
Not really.
See, me either. It's not a scary day for me.
No, I'm not superstitious, so I don't. That's fine.
I get it.
Except,
I don't know, maybe that was what was wrong with your computer, though. The Friday the 13th thing. Didn't you have to get
a new computer? I did get a new computer. But I had already had my new computer for about a year. I just had been putting off, getting it all up and running. But, you know, when you're at school and you got to have so many gigs of memory, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So.
You do. Hey, you're getting there, though, right?
I am. I'm almost done. I'm so excited.
How hard has it been for you to go back a little later in life than it was, you know, when we were younger?
It is definitely harder because you're juggling being a parent, you're juggling being a wife, you're juggling, you know, working full time, and just by the time you get doing all that stuff, and, you know, parenting for me looks a little bit different, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, and just, it's really about finding the motivation, but I'm like, you know, I have started school so many different times, you know, I've got to do this for me. I've got to do it for me, and I've got to get this done, because if I want to accomplish anything in this life that's just for myself to say, hey, I did it, it's finishing this degree. So,
good for you. That's very inspiring. I am so proud of you. Good for you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. I know that's not what you called to talk about today, so let's get to it. Clinton County Autism Support Group. I've got some things in my hands, which means you guys have some events coming up.
We do. So, you know, our support group meets every other month. So that first meeting of the year is in February. February is really when we start planning all of our events for the upcoming year. And so when we met a couple weeks ago now, I guess, we pretty much scheduled the whole year. And so our first coming up is, you know, I talked a little bit before about we had started this social circle program, which was really about creating social events, social opportunities for our friends with autism, developmental, and intellectual disability to just give them, you know, one, something to do, a way to meet each other and develop lifelong friendships and have fun. And so coming up Saturday, March 14th from 5 to 8, what we'll do is we'll do dinner, so we'll do pizza, and then we will show the movie Yesterday. So pizza and the movie, everything is free to everyone who comes. That's kind of the thing also. We want to keep everything free if we can.
Sure.
Because a lot of our folks, you know, they're living on, you know, Social Security, SSI, whatever, and that, I can't remember what the amount is, like $994 or whatever. That $994 has to last them all month, and that covers, you know, rent, utilities, food, and there's not a lot of money left over for fun stuff. So we really try to keep all of our events for free. So anybody out there, you know, autism, intellectual disabilities, physical disabilities, family members, whatever, just let us know if you would like to attend that. We are asking for RSVPs because we've got to know how much, you know, pizza to get. And if anybody out there is in the pizza business and wants to shoot us a deal, we would be appreciative of that also.
And where does this take place?
Yeah. So Connecting Point Church has been really good about partnering with us and allowing us, one, to use their community room to hold the meetings and eating and doing the pizza and the messy stuff. And then the sanctuary, they have like three different screens up on the wall that they use for church service. So that we'll go in the sanctuary, then we'll be able to play the movie on the wall.
I think that's neat. How important has it been for you? I know you want to get your degree, and that is important for you. But how important has it been also for you to have this kind of support group to, you know, connect with folks who are going through some of the struggles that you are going through?
It's important in the sense that it allows our group to know what the disabilities community, the autism community, is looking for as far as services and recreation, because that really guides what we do. We are in the process now of becoming a not-for-profit, a 501c3.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. So we can do other meaningful things that we think that our families are looking for. And so at our last meeting, we just reviewed some of incorporation and bylaws and, you know, all the unfun stuff. And we'll get back together and we will, once we get those fine-tuned, because, you know, I'm not, even though my background is in not-for-profit work, I've always worked for not-for-profits that are already established, so I've never had to go through the process
right
to actually start one. And so that's a whole different ball game for me. So it helps with my school, though, because we have to do projects to put together like a mock business plan for a business. And so I kind of already got this put together for when that assignment comes.
You know what? There is nothing wrong with doing that for a twofold reason. I'm all about that.
Why not? I already know. We'll be looking for board members, because obviously you need board members at that point. You know, and a lot of our families and community members that have participated with us in the support group and putting these events together, you know, that are interested then in serving on the board. But again, you know, if the disabilities is something, the disabilities community is something that you are passionate about and you have experience in, you know, a nonprofit background or a finance background or a legal background, you know, all those people that are typically on, you know, non-for-profit boards. If interested, let us know. The way we put it is we need 7 to 9 folks. Because I've worked for non-for-profits that have smaller boards, and I've worked for non-for-profits that have huge boards. And I think you've got to have a good variety of folks. But when you get too many people involved and too many different opinions, and I think it's a lot.
Again, Gina Carson with the Clinton County Autism Support Group is our guest on Party Line today. And when you get your 501c3 status, that also allows you to apply for grants and things, correct?
And yeah, that's the big thing, because right now all these events, we're really relying on folks to just, we do a lot of bargaining or donations, and we have people that support us financially. Out of the kindness of their heart, but our families, the parents, the family members of our folks are really paying for a lot of this, and we really need to get to the point where we can apply for funding through other sources besides our own pocketbooks. So yeah, that's a big thing.
Well, especially when we're already living on such a, you know, if you're relying on Social Security or whatever it is, that's not a lot of money. So then to maybe have an added expense, I totally understand. I get it.
Yeah, for sure. We've been pretty blessed with the people that are involved. Like I said, it's a lot of parents, a lot of grandparents, some community members that just really want to be involved and have a heart for the disabilities community. And we're very appreciative of that.
Absolutely. So that's coming up in March, Saturday, March 14th. But yeah, then we're looking at April already, too. I can't believe we're talking about this already. But you have a Walk a Mile for Autism event coming up.
Correct. And this is like our 10th annual Walk a Mile event. So I can't believe we've been doing them that long, but we sure have. And they've kind of changed a little bit. We started out, you know, doing it around the downtown square, and then we went to an indoors, and we did a private property walk. And for the last several years, we've been at TPA, which seems to work really well because the City of Frankfort and the Parks Department has been very gracious about allowing us to utilize one of the shelter houses to, you know, get together and start that off. And we have some family members who have gone out and actually mapped out a really good 1 mile walk through the park. And it's a really nice place to have it. And again, we're appreciative of the Parks Department. We're appreciative of the City of Frankfort. The mayor is always willing to come out and say a few words and a proclamation for us. So, yeah, this really is a community effort, and we appreciate everybody who gets involved.
I see this year, too, that you guys have partnered with Randy Chambers of Crafty-ish Creations for T-shirts, and I've seen them. They're cool.
They are awesome. She does a really good job. I kind of throw her an idea. She's like, well, what are you thinking? And I'm like, well, can we use this? And she kind of goes in her, you know, I don't know where she gets her logos or if she creates things herself or her husband. I know her husband's an artist, and she puts something together. So, again, T-shirts, we've done a few different ways. We've gotten sponsors before and just purchased them ourselves. This year, what we are doing is working with Randy Chambers at Craftiest Creations, and we're doing pre-orders. So, you know, if you do want a T-shirt for the event, we just ask you to get in contact with us or look up Randy or Craftiest Creations online, and you can purchase your shirt. The deadline for that is March 1st, because then that gives her plenty of time to get them ordered and printed up and ready to go, so everybody has their shirts for the walk then on April 18th.
I can't believe that's just a little over a couple of weeks away, March 1st.
Yeah, and you know, we try to, even though World Autism Awareness Day is April, I think it's usually April 2nd, we try to do it mid to late month because, you know, the weather is so unpredictable.
It is, yes. Carl and I were just talking about that, actually.
I know, man. I'm looking forward to this. That's awesome.
Fingers crossed that Mother Nature doesn't change her mind and go through a hormonal state or something before that time.
I know, because I feel like we've had a rough winter this year compared to some of our winters in the past, you know, few years. But the more snow we get, the grouchier my husband gets. Jeez.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Well, Melissa had left a note for me here, and I don't know if you know anything about this event. Now, this is with Autism Society of Indiana, so it's a little different that they are doing a Miss Indiana Amazing this year. Do you know anything about that?
I did see that. So when our support group got started, we were started through the Autism Society of Indiana. So we kind of became a branch of, and I think that's how we put it on our Facebook page, a branch of Autism Society of Indiana. So usually we get all their information about what kind of programs that they've got going on. And I actually know a gal that participates in that every year. And it's a really cute idea, especially for the, you know, our young ladies who want to get involved and, you know, be beautiful, feel special for the day. And I really don't know what all's involved because my kid don't want to do anything. So
that's all right. You know, we all got our thing.
We do. And her thing is music, and she loves going to the prom that we put on and just listening to the music and people watch. Now, to get her up there and try to put a crown on her head, forget it. You know, it's not happening. So, I don't know a whole lot about it. I know it's a fun event. I know it's, you know, something that a lot of, you know, our higher functioning, maybe mid-functioning folks like to participate in to feel glamorous and special and beautiful for the day. And yeah, they do a lot of things. They even do like a flight preparedness class sometimes, like they will put on and they'll go to the Indianapolis airport and go through the whole scenario of, you know, getting your tickets and getting in line and boarding a plane so people can feel comfortable with flying. And again, we've never participated in that because really it's not going to get on a plane. But, you know, everybody's different. and there might be a lot of folks that travel and fly with their kiddos. So, yeah, the Autism Society of Indiana puts on a lot of great programs, and they do a lot too. They have a waiver program where they provide respite care and PAC is participant assistance services. So, yeah, they really do a lot.
Gina Carson with the Clinton County Autism Support Group is our guest on Party Line today. And I noticed Melissa printed me some notes here, and one of them is with ARC of Indiana, where you had posted something about the Medicaid waiver amendments release for public comment. Do you want to talk about that at all?
So I went through it a little bit yesterday, but it is a very extensive document. It's like, I want to say, 60 pages worth of information. So I obviously did not go through all of it, but I do think with the Medicaid dollar shortage that the state has been talking about, and that they're trying to, you know, figure out how they're going to remedy that deficit, they are changing some things and what Medicaid is willing to pay, putting caps on certain services. The thing that will affect some of our families that attend our group is some of our families actually provide that PAC services. Like, for instance, I can only speak of our situation because that's what I personally know of. We use PAC services to take Chloe, you know, out in the community, out to eat, you know, on vacation. We even can use it to take her to church. And so one of the things that they're proposing, that a lot of families use PAC services, one, because it's hard to find that. Two, it has been determined by the state, and really by parents and family members, that family caregivers are the best caregivers. Mm-hmm. Because we know our kids the best, right?
And we have our heart in it. We're invested.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what they're proposing is that for these PAC services, Medicaid is proposing that they reduce the rate in which it's reimbursed if it is somebody who lives within the home. So like now, the reimbursement rate, I don't know the exact number. It's like, say, between $5 an hour is the reimbursement rate from Medicaid. So different companies, you have to go through a hiring process like anything else. You have to go through training. You have to go through all these training modules. You have to become, you know, CPR and first aid and There's more to it than that. You are becoming an employee of a company who treats you like an employee of a company. Mm-hmm. And you now become not only your child's parent, but you're also taking on that staff role. And it's just different. And you got to kind of compartmentalize your roles. Okay, right now I'm staff. Right now I'm parent. There are certain things as staff that you can't do that you would do as a parent. And it's so funny to me, like, med administration, for example. Mm. If you're on the clock, per se, you're not allowed to get your kid medicine.
Really? I mean,
yeah. It's a strange thing to me.
Yeah, that's a little odd. I mean, okay.
So it's like, okay, I'm going to measure it out, and I'm going to hand it to my husband so he can give it, because then, you know, we're not breaking any kind of Medicaid laws for me administering medication while I'm on the clock.
But a licensed or a hired caregiver could they give that medication? If you couldn't do it from home, could they?
You have to call it in.
Oh.
Like, you have to call it in. There is a staff nurse. You have to discuss it with her. Obviously, if it's an emergency, you can do that, but you have to report it. That's the scary thing as a parent. Every single little thing that happens in your home while you're on the clock has to be reported to the state. It's like Chloe. If I'm getting her a bath, and she slips up the shower chair. I literally have to call, report that to the staff nurse. The staff nurse has to do a report, and it has to be reported to the state. So the state, when you agree to sign up for these programs and you agree for your child, everything you do is under everything that's going on.
Wow. Well, we've all learned something new today.
Yeah.
All right.
It's an interesting life, you know. It really is.
Well, we appreciate
you. Never know if you're living it. Yeah.
Right. We appreciate you. We appreciate the Clinton County Autism Support Group. Again, they meet every other month. The next official meeting is the meeting, the March date for the circle, social circle. Is that considered the meeting?
No. Our meeting is in April.
Okay.
April 7th.
Okay, there we go. That's what I wanted to make sure. So coming up next for the group is Saturday, March 14th, is the pizza and movie night. Again, the movie is Yes Day. And then put it on your calendar. It will be here before you know it. You'll have to get out there and start walking, folks. Saturday, April 18th from 2 o'clock until 4 at TPA Park is the Walk a Mile for Autism community event. And Gina will, she'll kind of keep us updated as we get closer to those things as well.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate you as well. Happy Friday the 13th and happy Valentine's Day tomorrow.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Gina Carson, again with the Clinton County Autism Support Group. Take care, Gina. All right, there's a couple of things we need to go over before we hit the break here real quickly. And again, Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets will be our guest here at the top of the hour. Tonight, you can watch boys basketball Clinton Prairie at Rossville. Game time 7:30. That is on HoosierlandTV.com. And then, of course, Carroll Girls will be playing in the regional tomorrow. That's at 1 p.m. in Marion. But you can listen to that right here on the radio, WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, 96.9 FM, AM 1570, and then 102.7. You can also stream. You can download the WILO app. You can go to Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com as well, and all you have to do is click the bouncing bars to make that easy. I'm looking at Carl. You will not be in for Inside the Huddles. Kyle and Sam tomorrow will also do Inside the Huddle from 9 to 10 before they scoot out and get to the game, so you can listen for that as well. Also wanted to let you know we have a new Big Deals partner, Hope Collective, where you can do some shopping there. You can get $10 certificates for items to be purchased at Hope Collective, and the Big Deals price right now is just $7. So check that out. You can just go to Clinton, Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and all you have to do, of course, is click the Big Deals tab, and it will take you right to that. So we will take a break. We'll be back with Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.